This is Twit.
This is my personal view. I don't think they were ready still to release this, but they kept saying it's the May update. It's going to be out in May. And so it's like we're running out of May now, so we got to do this, even if we're not quite ready.
Oh, boy. I hate it when you get to the end of your May.
Yeah, when you're at the end of your May and you said May 2020 update, you know you don't want to have it be in June or July. They did that once before, right? Didn't they call something the March update and it came out in May or something? So
Version number says 4. The name of the update says May.
Yeah.
If the thing comes out in June and you've done this a second time, you look like jerks for sure.
Yeah, right. I think I agree with you though that they've tested this for so long. It's been done since December, right? They've been fixing it.
Yep.
Fixing bugs, adding small updates, no new features since December, right? So it should be very solid. Once you have an opportunity to get it, I don't think I'd be afraid to take it.
If I wear a mask, can I not get it?
Yeah. Can you have a mask prevent the update? That would be new.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the unfortunate reality is that once these things get out into the real world, things happen that we didn't experience during the beta. Yeah. But, you know, I still feel pretty good about this one. Again, I will rue those words next week. Every indication is that this one's going to go pretty smoothly.
I think so.
He says with great confidence.
I think so. No, I do feel like that too. Like if I sought it today and saw that I could get it, I would take it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a living on the edge.
But you're not seeking
person.
It.
Well, no. I haven't yet. Just because I didn't want to do it right before the show and then have something go wrong.
That's right.
But you should do it right now. You should do it.
Unlike you guys who like to do updates in the middle of Windows Weekly, I am a little more cautious.
Just look. Just see what it says. Just look.
It's I know, because I can still not download it, right? If
yeah,
I see.
Just look.
Did you look for yours?
Oh, I've been running this thing for like 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Mainstream version.
Well, I mean, you get whatever.
It's the exact same version. I know.
It is because they've been updating it, right? So it's the same.
I have an update to 1909 that's showing up. So no.
Yes, you're going to have to do that first. But then that will require an update. So
I know.
I don't know why you looked. That was silly. Why'd you do that?
She became a seeker. Look at that.
Listen to you guys. What am I listening to you guys for?
I told her not to look. I don't know what's going on here.
Look. Close your eyes.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but what is there to say about it besides, like,
yeah,
here it is?
What is there to say about it?
Well, there are new features, right? And I think. I wrote that my article about what's new in this release so long ago, I couldn't even find it. But it's, you know, because, well, it's been done for so long. But there are some big updates. We talk a lot about the subsystem for Linux 2, which obviously is a big deal. I think, honestly, a lot of the stuff that's in here that's good is for power users, right? So that you can name virtual desktops, you know, the Xbox overlay for games provides third party or provides support for third party plugins. And by the way, my favorite feature, this is hilarious, Notepad has added support for text zooming, right? Where'd they get this idea, you ask? Oh, because the Notepad that I wrote last year has that feature.
Oh, you invented it.
They copied you?
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
The menu names and system that they use to do zooming is exactly the same as mine.
Paul, don't go crazy.
Guys, all we have to say is start your photocopiers, Redmond.
Thank you.
Come on,
get them
Paul.
Set to Lower McCunchy Valley and
No, it's okay, guys. $11 billion in revenues a quarter. And who did they rip off? Slack? Oracle? No. Little Paul over here in the corner.
Little .NET project. Oh, man. How dare they?
That's cool. It's the right thing to do. It's a good feature. That's why I added it.
Maybe it's just a coincidence.
I think it could be.
You think
it's an obvious feature. So when I finished the app, what else could I add to this?
Zoom.
And I looked at Microsoft Word. I was like, oh, they have a Zoom feature.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll add it as if it was in Notepad. How would Notepad do it? Oh. Apparently, they'll do it exactly the way I do it.
Nice.
But again, there's no grudge. It's good. It's all good.
No hard feelings. You can send the check to blah, 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 blah.
So funny. Probably stole my code, too.
Yeah, bastards. How dare you?
No, you know what? There's a separate blog post that's not part of the main blog post today that has a whole list of features for IT pros that I thought was good. And so things like improved controls and diagnostics for Windows setup, reserved storage, more granular settings for reserve storage, application guard and cridge, FIDO2 security key support expansion. Like, there's a whole list of other stuff. And you know what? It makes me think, why don't they list those features in the main blog? Because most users of Windows are business users, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not IT pros necessarily, but those are the features they're going to care about more than Kimoji.
Kimoji.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You say that you don't see UI. I see words like emoji and Kimoji in a blog post, and I don't see that.
I know.
It's like a redacted thing we get from a government document. It's just blacked out. I don't even look at it.
Is it possible that Bubble Witch is a blocker? Is that possibly?
I hope so. Well, what's version are you on, Leo? Run the app and go into
Bubble Witch 10. Could be.
You can start seeking, but just don't download it. You can seek.
You can seek without downloading?
Yes.
It won't trigger it. Then you're going to get a lot of announcements.
Eventually it will, but it will just show you it's there. That it's ready.
It won't do it during the show, though, at least.
No.
That's all I care about.
Unless you wanted to do it during the show.
Gone is the day that I ran the show on the same machine that I updated. Paul remembers those days.
That was one of the best experiences of the show. It's just so amazing because you get to see it happening in real time. I'm like,
No.
Disconnected because he rebooted the computer.
Should I hit return? No.